Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Join us on the line right now is Ed Henry, Fox News chief national correspondent and author of an upcoming book, 42 Faith, which we will be talking about in the days ahead. Good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning to you. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right. Listen, in Washington right now, it seems to me that there's two tracks going on here. There is what the president said about the previous president wiretapping him when he was at Trump Towers, and that seems to be officially being knocked down in many, many places. And there seems to be a great deal of effort over at the White House press briefing room to sort of get the White House to say the president misspoke. Sure. But it seems to me that there's another story there that's not getting reported as much, which is that everybody who sort of comes on the record about this matter after being briefed by the people who know stuff continue to make the point, and this is not being reported widely, that there was no sign of collusion between the campaign and the Russians, which seems to me to be the bigger story, isn't it?
Well, you're right, and I think the White House has a beef there because the media has made so much of this, you know, speculation, insinuation, allegation, as you suggest, that the Russians hacked the election and the Russians threw the election for President Trump over Hillary Clinton, when in fact the evidence does not appear to be there. On the other hand, this was a self-inflicted wound by the White House itself, though, right? I mean, if President Trump had not gone out there a couple Saturdays ago and tweeted up a storm with these other allegations and insinuations, to use the same kind of phrasing, about President Obama, we wouldn't even be talking about this, right? So this was an unforced error by President Trump himself. Now his staff appears to be trying to clean it up because there doesn't appear to be any evidence, at least not yet, to back him up on the notion that he was wiretapped.
But he sort of doubled down, though.
That up, you're right, the headline should be and would be that the Russians didn't really hack the election.
But he sort of doubled down on that with your Tucker Carlson, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I mean, the president was saying, there's going to be a lot of interesting stuff coming up over the next couple of weeks. So, you know, the former reality show host, I guess, knows a tease better than anyone. But at some point, you know, obviously he's no longer a reality show host. He's the president of the United States. And number one, you have to start backing it up. I mean, we've all been frustrated. I mean, I think switching from reality show to cable TV, I think Rachel Maddow learned the hard way this week about teasing, you know, big scoops and then not really delivering. As the president of the United States, you've got a whole nother threshold to cross in terms of backing up your tweets and your allegations with actual evidence, number one. But number two, I just think also when you talk about, you said there's all these different tracks going on and whatnot, there's also tracks involving repealing and replacing Obamacare, cutting taxes, which could obviously be a major boost to the economy. All of that is being lost right now in some ways by the wiretapping stuff that, again, the president himself brought up. When instead, you know, when he went to Nashville a couple nights ago, he did a pretty darn good job of talking about the wall, talking about Obamacare, talking about jobs, and lost in all of this is the Business Roundtable, as you know, came out this week with a major report from CEO saying there's incredible optimism in the economy. People want to hire. People want to invest more money in this economy. That's all good for President Trump, but frankly, I believe some of it's being drowned out by himself.
Absolutely. And speaking of the budget includes $1.5 billion for the border wall this year and $2.6 billion in 2018. How does he sell that after telling us that Mexico is going to pay for it?
Yeah, well, I think that the money he's talking about is a down payment. More will be coming down the road. And frankly, I don't think he needs to sell it to the American people. When he was in Nashville, it's pretty clear that his base in particular is fired up about it. And it was a campaign promise. He got elected. And he has some juice to follow through on that. But I think who he does have to sell it to is, you know, there had been all this talk in the transition about how he and Chuck Schumer might actually cut some deals on infrastructure and other things. And I think the president also has to get focused on figuring out how he's going to work with the Congress. And yes, he can go around them on certain things, but he spent an awful lot of time in the first few weeks on executive actions, the kind of actions that Republicans sort of lampooned the Obama administration mm-hmm. for, going around everybody, unilateral and all of that. Okay, so he got some of that out of his system. Now I think that, you know, Brian knows this from covering this for so long. He's got to get in, get his hands dirty, and he's been doing some of this, by the way. I'm not saying he's not doing anything. He's been having lawmakers in both parties over there. Let's figure this out. But they just haven't made a whole lot of progress yet. And it's early. We haven't even crossed the first 100 days. But, boy, he's got an uphill to climb here on repealing and replacing Obamacare, the tax cuts that I talked about, the infrastructure spending of $1 trillion or more that Democrats say they want, Republicans say they want, going to create a whole bunch of jobs, going to help our airports and our roads. And certainly your listeners know all about that as they drive into work every day. Our roads are crumbling. Right. But yet there's a lot of talk in Washington about it. He's going to have to start making some progress on it.
Yeah, and there's some people who believe that perhaps the House version that is emerging mm-hmm. may not be able to get to the votes that that they
right.
need. I mean, it barely got out of the first committee by a couple, and three key Republicans defected and voted against the measure.
Right.
And what's going to happen here?
Well, I think they're very likely to have to, you know, if not start over from scratch, come up with another version in which they're going to have to at least get some of their fellow conservatives on board. I mean, because, as you know, it's the Freedom Caucus, the sort of base of the Republican Party who have been talking about repealing and replacing Obamacare for 6-odd years or so, who are not happy with this version. Look, at the end of the day, again, the great negotiator that President Trump's supposed to be, not everybody's going to be happy. I mean, you're going to have to make concessions. But it seems to me that before this thing even got off the ground, you had the base of the Republican Party, the Heritage Foundation, all these groups coming out, not the Democrats. I mean, what the Democrats were saying about the health bill didn't matter much.
Yeah.
It's that President Trump's fellow Republicans, he got no momentum behind it. But there's time. You know, this is not a disaster. He can fix it. But I think they're going to have to come up with a new version, get some momentum behind it, and just get the ball rolling on these issues with Congress. Because, again, there's only so much you can do with executive action. You've really got to get moving on this stuff. The Republicans should have the stars aligned for them. They didn't just win the White House, but when you talk about, hey, they could barely get the votes in a House committee, remember, as you know, the Republicans control the House chamber, and when you control the House, the Senate's a whole other ballgame. But the House, you're supposed to be able to ram things through.
Yeah.
They're struggling to even do that.
Yeah, and he is known for the art of the deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would
exactly.
love to see President Trump bring John McCain and Rand Paul together for some bowling and pizza. And actually get them on the same page. Is it even possible for Donald Trump, the art of the deal, to be able to do that?
Well, it's a good question because I think President Obama found this, and he would be lampooned for, you know, not bringing all these different people together. And as you know, things are polarized right now. It's hard to bring folks together. And you mentioned some Republicans were not on the same, but you haven't even gotten to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, who don't agree with anything the president says.
But he's got to get the Republicans together first, I would think.
Exactly.
Let's do that.
He's had them over to the White House. He's doing the pizza and bowling, as you say. Some of that becomes comical after a while of all these guys coming. But at the end of the day, yes, I think he can. He, you're right. The art of the deal, that's what he's supposed to be able to deliver on. And I think that between Obamacare and the tax cuts and the broader tax reform that I've mentioned a couple of times, these are the bread and butter issues that got him elected. It's, beyond just Obamacare, reviving the economy, reforming taxes, the kind of thing that,
right.
you know, workers in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan, the states that he carried, that's what they want him talking about, and that's what they want him delivering on. He's got to get to that soon.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Ed Henry with the Fox News Channel. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Great talking to you guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
Same to you.
You too.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.